But in the narrative, according to the passage in Samuel, there are one or two matters of which we need to be reminded. And one is the reluctance that the best of us have to really say goodbye to the first man. To cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. You might say, why do you say that? Well, it comes as rather a surprise when reading that part of Scripture to find a Samuel who, in the energy of the Spirit, had hewed Agag in pieces before Jehovah, should need to have said to him in the next chapter, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him? You know, dear brethren, it's no good shrugging our shoulders and saying, well, of course, I never would have done that. Yeah. It's precisely what we do, and sometimes we do it without knowing it. And yet the man was adjusted. He was marked, of course, by the fear of man. And the fear of man always brings a snare. How accurate Scripture is, dear brethren. We're to be in the fear of the Lord all the day long, and that's the deliverance from the fear of man. Paul said, do I now seek to please men? Then I'm not Christ's servant. That whilst you desire to please the saints and ask that your ministry may be acceptable to them, you're not ministering what you think pleases them. You minister what you think pleases Christ. Now all these things come into the count, and we're to consider them. When Samuel was told to go down to Bethlehem and anoint one of the sons of Jesse, he said, how shall I go? If Saul hear it, he'll kill me. You know, dear brethren, we need present faith to maintain the good of past experience. We can't live in the grace that God gave us yesterday. Samuel rises to the occasion with a power which is unmatched. And the next moment he's wilting under the fear of a man that God had rejected. But God is very tender with his servant. He says, take a heifer with thee and go to the sacrifice. And that's the way. Introduce love into the situation, for that's what the heifer means. And move on the line of sacrifice, and you'll soon find that the service proves effective. And what is the service? Why, to exalt Christ. The Spirit of God is here for that very reason. He shall take of mine, and shall show them unto you. And I believe everyone addicted to the service of the saints will find fresh impulse in their souls and the gain of the Spirit as they serve the saints, when their mind is to exalt the blessed man that the Spirit has come to glorify. And you'll remember that one after another of Jesse's sons passed before him, and God kept his hand upon him to prevent him making a mistake. It shows, dear brethren, that we need dependence all the time. That, of course, has been exemplified in Jesus. He was cast upon God from his mother's womb. Think of it.